Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We're learning Masechet Siyum and Avayim Vav and Beis. The Gemara is discussing the Isser of Rechitza and Sicha and Yom Kippur, the Makar for it. And the Gemara brings the Makar of Vaseich Leisachti that the Neil didn't do Sicha, and it says, V'yoyim Elayim, V'yoyim Rishon, Ashen Estat, Yisluch Malavim, Los Anus, Lefnei Elekecha, it's called Inui. So you see that not doing Sicha is called an Inui. And then, kind of, Derech Agav, the Gemara brings in the Mishnah. It's a Mishnah in Shabbos. Minayin l'sicha shikashti v'yem v'kippurim. Av v'yishen ra'il adav v'zeich adav v'shem v'tavik k'mayim v'kibbur v'chashem v'atzmeisav. But the Gemara brings a different Makar that, and the Gemara darshins mayin means shtia, and shemen means sicha, z'ray sicha k'shtia. And Taisus discusses, the Taisus is printed on that vayin zayin am an aleph. What do you need the two psukim for? Why do you ask the kasha? Where do you need sicha from? If you have the Mishnah and Shabbos telling you the Makar v'tavik k'mayim v'kibbur v'chashem v'atzmeisav. And Taisus says, because that wouldn't tell you that it's a tainug. Maybe also it's other time, it's like shtia, not else tainug. But you see from the Neil that the is tainug, and that's kufa that's machd of the pasuk there, is also else tainug. I'll call upon him. The Mishnah brings in this din of sicha k'shtia. In the Gemara we find, in one other place, we find the Gemara that sicha k'shtia is legame yom kippur. We find that legame, that you can use, here we have Yom Kippur. One of the places is defined as the Gabi Truma. We find they could use Truma and Maisa Sheni for Sicha, because Sicha Kashtia. And we find also that a Zar that does Echad Eichel, Echad Sheisim, Echad Asach, the Mishnah in Truma's Perek Vav, if a Zar would eat or drink or do Sicha with Truma, he has to pay Kerem V'chemish. Now, as a machalikas yishayinim, we're going to discuss two things in the share. One is a machalikas yishayinim, the din of sicha kishtia is deraisa, legabi yom kippur, and particularly legabi chumah, because legabi yom kippur, we really discussed it already. We brought the different shittas, the kama shittas yishayinim say that all the inuyim are derabanan, and that would include sicha, but there are kama yishayinim that say that the inuyim are deraisa, like we discussed, maybe it's moshin, akasil v'kachamim, but I'll call upon him. So that's minigaya sicha kashliya sicha and yom kippur. It's also in the rice of banan. It's all nichol and mechaykes we discussed earlier. And that vayin gimlam in days whether the five inuyim are the rice or the rabbanan. But we want to discuss now if by truma it's a din the rice or the rabbanan. And also legami shari surim. Are you allowed to be sach? Let's say chazer have a chazer shmalz, a chaylev of chazer, or stam chaylev. Chaylev is asami deraisa. You'll have to be, use it for sicha or any other isurim. I mean, isuri hana like arla and klaya karen. There would be an issa sicha because it would be hana. But macholas isuri is a din of sicha kishtia. If you have something which is asur ba'achila, would there be an issa of sicha even with the rabbana? It's also machlekes yishen. So let's start with truma. Taisus here. Taisus is printed on the next zaman and in zaman aleph. It's again to this zaman. He brings the Gemara in Nida. The Gemara in Nida was discussing how young could a girl become a Nida. The Gemara says a day old girl could already become a Nida. And the Gemara brings the incident where a baby had dam nidas and they had to be tevil her even before they were tevil her mother for the leida. They already tevil the girl, and why would they tevil the girl? Why did they care if she was tummy? Because they wanted to shmir her with shemen shel truma, wanted to sicha of shemen shel truma. So the Gemara says two reasons why to how we know that she has to be tar in order to be shmir with shemen shel truma. One of them says v'leichal was kachim neisrael se shmir l'Hashem l'rabbi seicha k'shaisa. The one is after the pasuk v'leichal was kachim neisrael se shmir l'Hashem the chilul includes sicha not only shtia. And then he was v'bayis semiacha. That you see, sicha is kishtia. So Taisus asks the kasha, v'lo yichalu sounds like a din deraisa. V'lo yichalu is kachim bnei Yisrael. Sounds like a drasha that the rabbi sicha kishtia. And the pasuk, v'tave b'mayim kirbay, v'shem katzmeisav, the gemara z'avi she'ein rayim l'dav v'zeich l'dav. It's an asmach, it's a zeich l'dav. Divitayim divikabal lomli lo yalfinan. So why do we start with the deraisa? And then say v'bayisema derabanan. The Taisus first teretz is that means to say if we would not have a pasuk to be asked to sicha midaraisa, we still have asked it midarabanan because of a tavi b'mayim b'kirbay. That's Taisus first teretz. And Taisa's saying, and Taisa says, no, Leichalu is also an Asmach de Balma. Leichalu has really other drushes writ, in other places in Shas, has a lot of other drushes, in Zmachim, in Sanhedrin, and Mimela, to use a Fesicha, is a din, is an Asmachta. So they're both an Asmachta. So, Kum Taisa Zai, the first Taisa Taisa's holds that the din of Sicha Geshtiya by Truma is Deraisa. You have a Leichalu, and the Mar only brings in the Tavi Kamayim Bekir Bekshem et Smaisev to tell you that if it wouldn't be for the din deraisa, it granted would have been asim in derabbanan v'tavi kamayim b'kib b'chshem b'atzmeisav. And with the second taisa, taisa's holds that it's derabbanan. Now the taisa's yishanim here, the master of ibcha kanasavla, he says that his maskan is that it's derabbanan. Even taisa's two turutzim, taisa's yishanim says derabbanan, and that it says in mesechlis chumah perik vav mishnah v'sach shem shachum mishalom kaim v'chaimish means you mishalom kaim v'chaimish min derabbanan. And all the Rishonim there need to say that. Taisus and Nida, Dafam, Vezim, and Aleph, and the Ramban, and the Rajman, and the Ridva, and the Ran, they all say that since the second Teretz al Karchach means Min Rabbanan, right? Avish Ein Rayan Ladava Zeicha Ladava. It's the Kabbalah. You can't stam Darshim Sukkim and tell him to learn Alachas from them. Elamai, it's in the Rabbanan. So that shows us that the first Teretz is also the Rabbanan. So you have Kam Rishonim. Taisus Yishanim here, the second Taisus of Taisus here, and Taisus in Nidam, the Ramban, the Rajma, the Rizvah, and the Ran, they all hold that the din of Sicha Kishtiya by Chuma is a din der Rabbanan. Now Rashi, who brings it down in Yevamos Daf Ayin Dalad, and in Pesachim Daf Lamed Beis, and in Bamitziah Daf Nun Dalad, a few times he brings down the din of Sicha Kishtiya to explain why a Sach is Mishalim Kerem V'chemish. Rashi says, because the Pasuk says, V'tavim Ayim V'kirbay, the Pasha's Mashmoyis of Rashi is the Raisa. The Ridva says very clearly, it's interesting, the Ridva Nida, like we mentioned, said it's the Rabbana. But the Ridva right here in Yuma, and in Bavmetzia, and in Yevamos, brings the shame of Enetam that for Truma, Sicha Kishti is the Raisa. And he brings a Drasha which we don't have. The Drasha that he brings is Vigam Leramis Sasach. We have in our Gemara, V'loye Chalvus Kachinei Sal Shashir Mashem Leramis Secha Kishaisa. He has a drasha v'gam l'rabbis esesach. I do not think that this drasha is found anywhere. It's also a stira. The Ridva in Nida says, like the other Rishonim there, that Sicha Kishti is the Rabbanan, and he says it b'shem Rabbeinu Tam. All the Rishonim there bring it b'shem Rabbeinu Tam. And the Ridva in three places, right here in Yuma, and in Bava Metzia Daf Dalet, and Yevamos Daf Ayin Aleph, all those places he says b'shem Rabbeinu Tam that it's the Raisa by Chuma. Rav Akiva Enger in Maseches Ma'aseh Sheni, in Perek Sheni, he says, here's a kasha, that if you're going to say Sicha Kishtiya by Chuma Zosa Rabbanan, like the Rishonim we quoted, why would it be mutter to be Sach Ma'aseh Sheni? The aside of the reason why it's mutter to be Sach Ma'aseh Sheni and Chuma is because of Sicha Kishtiya. If that's the Rabbanan, normally Chuma you can't just not use. You have to only eat and drink it. You could use it for Sicha, Pashit, because Sicha Kishtiya. If Sicha Kishtiya is the Rabbanim, what would be the Heter? As I affect Yabbi Kivega. And now let's get to the Rambam. The Rambam, in Perek Yud Hilchas Chuma Sachar Beis, he's talking about the Shlumei Chuma, someone who eats Chuma B'Shegeg, has to pay Karim V'chaimish. He says like this, Echad Ha'eichel V'echad Ha'sheise V'echad Ha'sach Davish Ha'darke Losach. A Sach also has to pay the Shlumei Chuma, Shenem V'leichal Eskachim Ne'Yisrael Rambis Ha'sach. So it's Mashmitz Deraisa. He would have said it's Derabbanan Lachaya. That's in a Mefarshim basically Nema. That the Rambam holds that the din of Sicha Kishtiya, the din of Teshlumi Chuma, for Chuma by Sicha is Deraisa. Now, there he brings a Drosha, Lechalas Kachmene Yisrael Rambis HaSesach, Perikin Aleph in Ilchas Chuma Slach Aleph, he says that Chuma Nitenis Lachil Lashil Lasicha, Sheh Sicha Kishtiya, Shnev Vatavah Vamayim Bekirbay, Ukashem Vatzmeisav. So Lagadi the din that you could use the chuma for sicha, there he doesn't bring the pasuk of Olayichal, there he brings the pasuk of Atavi Pumayim Kirbek Shem Batzmaisav. Pesh Mishnayis, the Ramam and Chumas Perek Vav Mishnah Aleph, also he brings that pasuk, Atavi Pumayim Kirbek Shem Batzmaisav. Shaz wanted to bring the pasuk of Olayichal like he brought in Perek Yud, Lagabe Teshlumi Chuma. Lagabe Teshlumi Chuma means Olayichal, Lagabe the heter to use chuma for sicha for a kayin. There he brings the pasuk of Tavei Chamayim Bekir Bekshem Etzvaisav. The Amir Kirkus already speaks about it. So I saw Reb Chaim Kinevsky in the Sefer Derech Amunah He says a parsha of Teretz. He says that the Tavim Mayim Mekiv Shem Smosav alone you can't learn because Divrei Torah Divrei Kabbalah Alfinon. That's why you need the pasuk of Eichalu. But Eichalu alone you can't learn because how do you know it's Tomet Sicha? Where do you see a Rebbe for Sicha? The two together bring it out. That's how he's learning the Pshat and the Gemara Nida. The Gemara Nida that says both time and first is Leichal, then says with Tavim Mayim and Tais says Akasha. Leichalu sounds like it's deraisa, so why are you bringing the Tavim B'mayim, which is just a zeichel adaver? And the Shainim learn Leichalu is also a zeichel adaver, but the Rambam holds Leichalu is deraisa, and the Tarot says they go together. That you need the pasuk Sicha Kishniya to know how to darsh of Leichalu, but need Leichalu, because otherwise, Divitarim Divikabal Leyalfina. Now the Brisk Rav is a Meri Digashtikel. It's in the Mechtavim at the end of the Sefer. Safayin Chesem days in the Daf Yosef. Very interesting that Zichron Shmuel, Shmuel Zevsky also was Mechamet to the Shtickle, and he told it to the Brisker Rav, and the Brisker Rav told him that was also his Shtickle. But this is the Shtickle. The Ara, already Miches Chinuch has this Ara. The Rambam doesn't bring the din of Sicha Kishtia earlier in Hilchas Chumas. In Perek Zayin, he talks about the Issa Aral and Tamei. In Perek Vav, he talks about the Issa of Zar. And he has Arichas about it. The din that a Zar is now in Yichuma, the din of Arl and Tam is now in Yichuma, which he brings earlier, he doesn't mention Sicha. First time he mentions Sicha is in Perek Yud. Perek Yud is talking about the Shlumei Chuma. The Zar paying back the Chuma. There he says, this din that by Sach, he does the Shlumei Chuma. Now, it is Mavur in the Rambam that there's an Isser for an Arl and a Zar to eat the Chuma. It's Mavur in the Gemara Isser, to be Sach, to have Sicha by Chuma. So before in the Gemara Nida Tameh, because the Gemara Nida was discussing a Tameh, discussing the girl that became a Nida, and they were tayvula to do the Sicha of Chuma. Now the Rambam says like this, the Rambam says, the Gemara, but the Rambam brings it down in Perikin Aleph Allah Chazayin, that you could do Sicha on a Katan with Shem and Chuma before he's 8 days old. That's what the Gemara discusses. Does he have a din of an Aro before he's 8 days old? Gemara comes out, he does not. Until he becomes 8 days old, he doesn't have a din of an aro. So what's an afkimin? He could do sicha before he's 8 days old. So you see from that Rambam clearly that after he's 8 days old, he can't. But the Rambam never says it befeirish. The Rambam also there in Perikin Aleph Halacha Ches says like this. He says, a kayin could do sicha on the chuma. So now his body is anointed with chuma. And then he could take his grandson, who's Yisrael, his daughter's son, and have them rub against the chuma and against the shaman chuma that he was sach with, and he'll also get a sicha from there. So in the Gemara that once a sicha was done already, so then it's not a problem to that the zar could do the sicha then. So it's also mafurish in the Rambam that a zar can't do sicha on chuma. So the Rambam does clearly hold that both the zar and the arl are not allowed to Misach with Chuma also. Why didn't he bring it earlier in Perek Vav when he talked about Zar, or Perek Zayim when he talked about Aral and Tameh? Why didn't he bring there the din of Sicha? There's two dinim. There's a lot for a Zar and Aral and Tameh to eat Chuma. There's a lot, and that doesn't apply to Sicha. That's just for Achila and Shtia. What is the Isser for an Aral, a Tameh, a Zar to be Sach with Chuma? That's an ayin din. That's a din that there's a mitzvah of chuma that has to be eaten or drunk or sach by a kohen. And when a zar or an aral or a tummy does sicha with the chuma, that's a misuse of the chuma. You're not mekayim the din of the chuma. It's a bittul mitzvah of the chuma. And that's where the teshlum mekayim v'chayimish comes, because it was using the chuma shalek din. The chuma should be eaten or drank or anointed by a kohen. Azar does it because of the bittel of the din of the chuma, the mitzvah of the chuma. That's what causes the shlumei kayim v'chaimish. So the Rav is masim like this: Galam the shavart that sicha mitzad the gavra is not kishtia. Sicha kishtia is only mitzad the chefza. In other words, the person didn't drink anything, so you can't be mechayiv somebody for eating chuma, for drinking chuma for sicha. Sicha didn't drink anything, but mitzad the chefza, mitzad the chuma, it was drunk. It was consumed in a way that's called shtia. That's why it's a kiyum mitzvah chuma. Now answer Bikvegas kasha, because sicha kishtia is a din mitzad the chuma. It's a din deraisa. So he's mentioned for the two drushes that we also. The Rambam brings the right drush in both places. In Perek Aleph, he brings the drush of a tavay kamayim b'kev v'sem shem and svesav legabi the halacha that is considered an appropriate use of the chuma. It's considered a kiyum of the mitzvah chuma to do sicha. And there you learn after Matavi Kamaya Mikibik Shem Matzmaisav that there's a chefza of achila going on, even though the gavra didn't do an achila, but mitzad the chefza is a shtia, and the male is a sky in the midst of the chuma. But the gavi the shlume chuma is still in the pasuk v'yechalu to tell you that there's a din tashlume chuma on a chil of the mitzvah chuma. As though you might think you need the issazaris, which you don't have. All you have is a chil of the din mitzvah chuma. So that you have v'yechalu to tell you that there's a din tashlume chuma, even though all that was done was a bit of the mitzvah of chuma. The Rav is meisif another nekuda. When the Gemara in Krisa says like this, the Gemara in Krisa says that a kayin shesach b'shem shechuma and biti yisrael m'sagol b'vein echayshish. And why is that? Because kevin the chillei ha'iskol. Once he ready used the fesichas, that's it. It was the chuma is finished. So he says, could be the only hetter would be is l'sagol b'y. To also be sach, because sach is not really an issur. Sach is only because there wasn't a keem of the mitzvah of chuma, and here there was a keem mitzvah of chuma yedei the kayin. Masha'en came to eat it, that you wouldn't be allowed to do, because it's an issur zaris. So mel, the Rambam is good. There is no din sicha kishtiyah. According to Rambam, will come out, there would be no din sicha kishtiyah by other issurim. Because mitzad the gavram, there's no sicha kishtiyah. It's only the pshan is a sikh is a keem of the mitzvah chuma mitzvah the chavtza, so that's why you could use the fisicha. And then oibazai azar and aral and tami can't do the sikha of the chuma because you won't have the keem mitzvah the chavtza of the chuma, even though they're not going to be either on the iser of achil. It's not going to be the lav of achil and shtia. That's the brisker of shikol amari de kashtikol. So that's the din of sikha legabe chuma. Like we said, it's a shayla if it's deraisa. The Rambam Shmoyis and Shami Shainim that are Kapanim by Chumas Deraisa. Rashi's Mashma that way. The Rambam seen told us Deraisa, and we have the Brisker Rav Shtikl, that Sicha Kishti is Deraisa Mitzad the Chefsa, so Mele you could use Chuma for that way, and Mele there is an Isser Mitzad the Chefsa of the Chuma. And we mentioned that Kamri Shainim, Taisus has two Terutzim, and Kamri Shainim hold the whole din is the Rabbanim. Now what about Sicha Kishti of Bishari Surim? Are you allowed to use Chelev, Nevelis, Trefis, Chazer to do Sicha with it? Taisus here talks about it. Taisus says, "Mutar la'adam lasach b'chel she'achukan the itzus sicha kishtiyah al b'yam mikibum v'chum v'isuriyat na." Avachel v'teir na mutar. Sicha is only aser by the yam kippur or chuma or isuriyat na. Chelav, which is mutar ba'ana, is no iser of sicha kishtiyah. What's the difference? Because chuma there's an asmachta v'layechalu yam kippur is an iser mishum tainug. And even in Yom Kippur, you see Mishum Refu, it's Mutter, if you're other Mulachachais. So if it's not Mishum Tainig, it's Mutter. Vice, it's not really Shtia. Otherwise, you wouldn't have a Heter of Refu, of the other Mulachachais. So but there's a discussion in Shainim about it. The Rajma, it's Rajma Shalas Achuvas, the Beis brings it in the beginning of Simon Kuchav Gimel. He's discussing a lot of wash with wine of Yayin Nesach. And he discusses, gets involved in the Isra of Sicha Kishtia. He brings this raya that since you see it's mutter for Refua, Vaisis is not really a Shtia, but he says maybe that's Dafka Shemin Shal Heter, maybe Shemin Shal Isra Taka, whatever din of a Shtia. But he also says like this, we don't find anywhere there's an Isra of Sicha V'chelev, or Shum V'chazir, no one shah such a thing, even Shalayb Makam Sakana. But he says a different Knech. Taisis' mashmini said is that the Chazal were only were misakin the din of Sicha Kishtia by Yom Kippur and Chuma. They were not misakin the din of Sicha Kishtia by Shari Surim. Or maybe Chuma is the rice because of the Pasuk, maybe Yom Kippur is the rice because of Inoy. But the point is, there is no din Sicha Kishtia by Shari Surim Bechlal. The Rashba is saying a different word. The Rashba says the reason why I have it by Shari Surim is because it's not Kederach and Asa. Only Shemen is a normal sikha, is a real sikha, that's kederech hana'asa. Chelev, shum and chazir, and that's not kederech hana'asa. Taizen nidalam and beiz is mashu in a way. Taizen nidalam also writes according to Benetam, it's mutta b'shari surim, but he writes like this, this is the Lashon, v'ayna Benetam, sikha shemen asmuchu rabbana akrav asim rabbana. V'tavei, kamayim b'kir b'ruch shemen ba'atzmoisev, dafka shemen, ava sikha shal shum and chazir v'shal chelev shariyah. But Taisus here is mashmistam. There's no din sikha shtiyah by other isur. Don't do it with shem, and don't do it with the material you're doing sikha with. Sikha kishtiyah was said specifically by Yom Kippur because of Tainug, by Chuma because of the Asmachta. It wasn't said by Shai Risur and Bechal. Not because it's only by Shemen and not by Chelev and not by Shuman Chazir. It's not by other isurim. It's only by Yom Kippur and Chuma. The Rishonim in the Ritva here says that Klar, B'Shem and Benetam. The Rishonim in Masech Lesnida, the Famidays, the Ramban, the Rashba, the Vav, the Ran, they all say, they all bring the Shabbat Natam, they all hold that way, and they all say it the way this Taisa says it, that by Shair Yisurim, it is not Negei B'chlal. But there are Rishonim that hold that Sicha Kishti is a Klal by all Yisurim, and what's the Pshat by the Chatatin, that it's Mutta, because they weren't guys of a Makam Refuah. It comes in the Sefer HaChuma. The Sefer HaChuma, Rabbeinu Baruch Baal HaChuma, he says that it's only mutter when it's for refuah. And otherwise, they're bana with geyser. Only geyser shetainik. Mishum tsar refuah, they weren't geyser, just like you see by Yom Kippur. And the answer is for the mothers to use chalev of a sheep or a chazir to anoint their babies. He says you can have the geyser people do it, but the mothers will be like sechilin. This Sefer HaChuma is brought in the Maran Chai at the end of fifth parak in Shabbos, Aishin Lamites. It's also brought in the Arches Chayim and in the Kolbay in Ilcha Shabbos. It's also brought in the Sefer Issa Veheter, the end of Klal Lamites. The Smagan and Beni Ruchim bring both days. They bring the Sefer HaChuma, they bring their Beni Tamiz Matir. So you add the Sefer HaChuma, which Kama Pais can bring the Maran Chai, the Arches Chayim for Abayin HaKayim Ulamil, the Kolbay, the Sefer Issa Veheter, and the Smagan of Beni Ruchim bring both days. So it's a Machlokes Rishonim. Now what did the Paiskim say? It's interesting. The Beis Yosef in the end of Siman Kuf Yizayim brings the Arches Chaim that says, Yinalanu du Sicha Uchelu because of Sicha Kishtia. Now the Beis Yosef, I don't see that he's paskening because he's really discussing doing Schayra with Chelev. And Derech Agav, he mentions the Arches Chaim of Sicha Kishtia, and he doesn't comment on it. I don't know if there's any right in Beis Yosef's way. The Beis Yosef in Siman Kuf Chav Gimel, like you mentioned, did mention the Tshuva Saraj was discussing washing with the Ayin Esach, and also there he mentions that there is no Isser. So I don't think the Beis Yosef himself took a stand here. The Bach brings the Shal's Tshuva Saraj, that's Matthew, and he says that's what the Smag holds. And the Taz is interesting. The Taz brings the Arches Chaim that the Beis Yosef brought, that says that you know they use Chayla for Sicha Kasicha Kishtia. And he brings the Taisis in Yuma and in Ida, but he brings the Sefer HaChuma, like we said, that the Issa V'Hetter brings down, that's only Mutter from Shem Refuah. And he says, V'chein Iker. Now, the Kudas HaKesef there says that the Issa V'Hetter writes that maybe Taisis only Matter B'Makam Tzar. And it sounds like the Taz held that way. The Taz held is no Machlokes. The Isrim are Asr Shalei B'Makam Tzar with the Achatatim, and the Matir Mamatim Mishem Refuah. Because HaKesef is clearly not that way. Taisa says it's mutter. Taisa clearly is not only matir mishum chatatin. And he says the smag, and also Rabbeinu Yeruchim, are muchach that way, because they bring the Sefer HaChuma that asks accept a makam refuah, and then they bring Rabbeinu Tam as matir. Clearly they hold that Taisa is matir even not a makam refuah, and that's the chayav state there. Now the Kusakas of this says something interesting. He says that there's a hagoah from the Ramah, on the gillion of the Issa V'Heter that brings the Rebbeinu Baruch Baal HaChuma, brings the Sefer HaChuma that's Asr, and the Rishis with Temani, Shonanoigim Lurcha Yitzalakov Mashakarim B'Lashin Ashkenaz Zayf. Soap is made in a chalev. And we use it, Tosuim Mechalev, Shu Issa the Rishis. What's the Pshat? The Issa V'Heter is bringing Rebbeinu Baruch and it's Asr, except the Makar Refuah, Temani, that we do it. But he's not Machri exactly, and it's interesting to Mani. I mean, I was saying him all this mutter. He should have brought Taisus here and Taisus in that says it's mutter. Lamaisa, the Ramah himself, in Hilcha Shabbos, writes, in Simon Shilcha Vav Sif Yud, writes, you're not allowed to wash with Chalev on Shabbos. Can't use soap on Shabbos? It sounds clearly that in weekdays it's mutter, like Taisus in the Rishayim. The Levush in Simon Kuvyat Zayin, he writes like this. He says, Yesh Aymrim, Sha'asr, Lasuch b'sari b'chelev chazir. You can't use chazir shmalz, fat from pork, in order to for sicha. V'nais in tamu dvar of the sicha b'chal shtia. That's what he says. You get the tam sicha b'chal shtia. V'tamani, the lefi zeh, gam b'chel b'em t'mayar le lanasar. If that's true, that you can't use chelev chazir, because sicha is b'chal shtia, so how could you use chelev b'em t'mayar? Chelev is anyway also, even if it's b'em t'mayar. V'ari k'vay nahagnu lehetu b'sicha chelev b'em t'mayar, like the Ramah says, that we have a minute to do that. See, Claire to say that maybe this is not al Sicha Kishtia. Maybe Stam, that they didn't allow you to use Chalev because they're afraid you might eat it. But chaylev of behemoth Torah, the pasuk says you could eat it. The pasuk says the chaylev nevela chaylev trefi yasal chal malacha. So they couldn't be geyser on chaylev behemoth Torah. Then because it says chaylev nevela chaylev trefi yasal chal malacha, so male the only geyser chaylev behemoth Torah. But he says the fees there. Why are we only naig of Issa and Shu and Basa Chazir? What about other behemoths Tmeis or other Yisuri Machalis? So he says he thinks the reason is since the Gayim use the Chazir so much and eat it so much, so merely want to be marchik from the Chazir that we shouldn't come to eating it because it's such a popular food by the Gayim, Nashengam other Yisuri. So you see, the Levush saw a minig that we use all chayil, which is not Chazir. And he was tarach to be miyash of the minig of Chazir. But he also seems to them in Allah Alamaisa, like we're saying from the Ramah, that you can be samech on the minig. So the Taz in Kuf Yud Zayin sounds like it's only mutter for refuah. But the Ramah in Arachayim and the Levush there in Kuf Yud Zayin, with the exception of Shum and Chazir, seems to hold its mutter mikol v'kol. But the Bir Agra in Simon Shin Chavav and that Ramah, he says, and he holds like the Paiskin, that it's also by Uli Surim. Because like we said, why is it mutter by Uli Surim? There were two Taimim. Taisis in Nida, and the Tshuva's Rashi says because they only were geizer by shemen and not by other things. So the grass of Gemalda Gekasha, why by Yom Kippur are other things, why isn't the Issus Sicha then by Yom Kippur only by shemen? If the point is that Vatavik Kamayim Mekibuch has shemen by Tzvaisiv is Dafka shemen, so how come by Yom Kippur we don't have that chilik? So I guess you're going to have to say that Yom Kippur, the Issus is really not from Vatavik Kamayim Kippur Shemen Tzvaisiv. The Issus really is from Seich Leisachti, because it's an Imni, that applies to everything. We'll just bring that as a Seich Ledavar. Vashengen by other Yisurim, Lefidis Rishayinim, it's Dafka Shemen, and not other things. And Shemen normally is not Aser, just by Truma. But like we said, Taisus here is saying a different word, that it's only Aser Alts Tainug. It's not, there's no Issa Sicha Kishtiyah Betzim, it's only by Truma when there's an Asnachta, Mayim Kippur when it's Tainug. The Goyen has a Shrekai with that, because the Gemara learns that from the pasuk, "Matavik kamayin bekirbuk shem." It's meisav. It's sicha is kishtia. That doesn't sound like an issa of tainug or an issa just done by tshuma. I mean, you have to say, "Good, that's just an asmachta. That's just a zeichel adavin." But the guy who likes the shita of the tshuma and the rishayim that bring it, that it's also by uli serum and it's just a heter of chatatim for refuah. So the bi'alacha. And Simon Shin Chavav Sefiyah, he brings the guy in. He says, "I am Bir Agrash. I think that's Harim B'Migdal. A place can daf v'chayil aser." Ramah says Chayiliv is aser on Shabbos, and he says the guy in says that the Migdal a place can even b'chayil aser. The loyker bein a time v'siyat the shdi v'zel legami. Mi a minigal elam lirchas v'bayir shalanu. The minigal elam must use our soap and aser b'chayiliv. Back ezim b'daktkin zir b'zeh. But he paskins in matzil lahasik bayrish and aser shalay mechel b'vaday nachal lachish aser mechmirim b'zeh. The Be'alacha paskins that if you could get soap, which is not from chaylev, so it's vaday nachal lachish aser mechmirim. Now most of our soap, I believe, is made from chaylev. I know certainly ivory soap is, and I think most soaps are made from chaylev. I think it's somewhat difficult to get a soap that's not made from chaylev. But the Be'alacha says, V'vadei nachan lachash lasa mechmirim, that is the correct thing to be makbid, not to use chaylev for soap. Not like the minigadlam. The Chazanish, in Mesechtes Demai, Simon Devzovsev Ganal, he wants to tie in that maybe anything that's not royal achila is mutta l'kuliyama, because the Gzeir Sikha Kishti was only on things that are food. Anything which is not a food, we mutta l'kuliyama. So now it would be a head de nircha for the soaps, even according to Rabbeinu Baruch. But the shaila is, so why was the Ramon on the Gilead of the Issa V'Heter and the Taz and the Levush discussing soap? Why didn't they? It sounds like they're all like the Chazanish. It sounds like even if it's not Royal Achila, unless their soap maybe was Royal Achila somewhat, and our soap was different. Our soap would seem to me completely not Royal Achila, and maybe that's why there won't be an Indian of Nachin Lachish Adasa Mechmirim, because we'll have the Chazanish also that says that anything that's not Royal Achila doesn't have a din of Sicha Kishtiyah.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.